Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, it's another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It is a high of 94. Currently, it is also 77 extreme heat warning. Yes, you know, like I know, it is still in effect. So make sure you stay hydrated down in KC Mo.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Thirsty Thursdays?
Oh, feeling good. That's why I got my Gatorade Zero, and it's ice cold, uh-oh, baby. You know it. We got the Gates family coming on, man. We are talking Gates barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Ahead of the 4th of July weekend, and they're celebrating 80 years.
Wow.
I can't wait for that.
That's major. Then also, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Lil C's, he reacts to the younger generation saying Biggie's lyrics back in the day, uh-oh, were a little sus.
What's the word?
Right.
4th of July weekend. I gotta play the Diplomats, man. Let's go back to 2002.
Oh, yikes.
It's a Dipset anthem. Shout out to Joe Corneo. We still thinking about you. East Coast Strong. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103. Jams.
Day. Got the bootay up in the suitcase. So go uptown to Harlem. Tell them that I sent ya. Tell them it's August. I'm going to November. I need a couple birds. Get abroad. Have them sent up. Call my bird. Get my broad. Have her sent up. Please. Call my squad. Have them sent up. Please. Yeah. I see a town I'm liking. See some getting money in a town I like.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them. Haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
A job is not an easy one, but it's a good, useful, meaningful pursuit. It's an opportunity to become stronger. When you take it and make something of it, it's a chance to learn, to become more capable. It's a time when you can call upon your resourcefulness and be driven by your purpose. A challenging time is not much fun when you're in it. Yet, as soon as you're through it, you begin to realize and benefit from its value. Step up to the challenge and claim the treasure it will add to your character. Not only can you do this, you'll grow from it and make a positive contribution to your world. From the inside out, you are superbly equipped to transform challenge into achievement, as you've experienced many times. Now is when you can do it again. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 93. Currently, it is 73. Extreme heat warning in effect in Lee's Summit. Clarissa Shields is saying she is happy her man Papoose spoke out about her not winning the BET Award for Sportswoman of the Year.
They pick who they want to be the Sportswoman of the Year. I don't know how they pick. I don't know what's the credentials or what's the accolades you got to have or what it takes. I don't know. I know that I enjoyed the BET Awards. I'm happy that Pap said something about it, because when you're the best in the world and you have all these accomplishments, you always feel like it's supposed to be you.
Asia Wilson ended up winning, and as somebody that watches sports, she should have won. Shout out to Clarissa. She's done some amazing stuff too, but like, keep that in the house. Like, you being a sore loser never sounds good in public. Another news, since we're still talking sports, Lonzo Ball, he is clearing the air. We talked maybe about earlier this week about LeVar Ball saying that his wife left him. Well, Lonzo clears the air.
My mom didn't want to leave. She was quote unquote damn near forced to leave. I helped her leave. I'm glad she left. She's in a great spot. Shout out to Dip. Put her up nice. So she's good. My pops is good. They obviously don't f each other. But I f with them both. And she was not wrong at all. She did not leave him because he left his because he lost his foot. That's a myth that was put out there.
Pop said it himself, so I'm sure we'll hear more details about that.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
This state, man, I guess no matter where you are in the Midwest, you know, you're just going to have to deal with, I don't know, this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But organizers of Kansas City's Juneteenth celebration wrapped up the annual festival. We had a great time a couple weeks ago. And now they're left scrambling for new funding after Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, he vetoed state funding for the event. So, you know, Kansas City hosts the largest Juneteenth celebration in the state, commemorating the moment, you know, the last time that enslaved people in the United States learned of their freedom. Mm-hmm. Very important, huh? Something we should celebrate, right?
Absolutely.
Not according to Mike Kehoe. So Representative Mike Johnson, a Kansas City Democrat, he represents the district where Juneteenth takes place. He said the cut of such a small budget item, quote, makes no sense in the context of an over $50 billion budget. And the cut in state funding accounts for 50 to 60% of the organization's budget. That's according to Juneteenth KC program director, of course, Makita Peterson. And her father, Horace Peterson III, launched the annual celebration in 1980. So just another hit to what I feel like is a celebration of our culture and what we bring to the table. But no matter what they do with the funding and cutting, we can always celebrate it ourselves amongst our each other within our communities, because mm-hmm. that's what counts anyway.
Yeah.
We don't really need to depend on government funding to realize what Juneteenth is and to celebrate it. So
I'm with you when you're right. Just some additional information. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe recently confirmed that he will seek a second term as governor in 2028. So make sure you take your power to the polls, please.
This is Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jam.
Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools, they're responding after the United States Department of Justice and U.S. Department of Education announced it was investigating the school district over Title IX and Family Educational Rights Privacy Act, which is better called FERPA violations. It could result in loss of federal funding and judicial action against the district. FERPA gives parents the right to access their children's educational records, the right to request record corrections or amendments, and the right to control the disclosure of personally identifiable information in education records. So the U.S. Department of Education's Title IX rule, it was introduced in 1972 to prevent discrimination in educational activities, including sports. It's meant to support equity in women's and men's sports. Well, the school district released a statement on Wednesday saying that it acknowledges the recent announcement by the DOJ and the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. In a statement, it said it respectfully disagrees with the federal agency's conclusions and maintains the district has acted in good faith in accordance with applicable federal and state laws. Mm. So the school district said it remains committed to complying with all applicable federal and state laws, including FERPA. The investigation could result in loss of that federal funding and judicial action against the district.
Yikes. Lots to unpack there.
It is, and it's a lot to it's a lot for them to investigate with this, but you know, it's this administration is, you know, they're going to constantly do this. They're going to constantly keep their thumb on people. So
keep your head on the swivel.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. We love and appreciate you for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. And shout out to the cousins that's checking out the stream on the Hot 103 Jams.
Hey.
YouTube, Twitter. I think the Twitch is up.
Yeah, we good. We live.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we good. Okay. And the Facebook cousins that's tapping in on the stream, checking us out live in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And, of course, all the cousins that's out riding around and getting it. You out there speeding on 291, you better slow down. You know they don't play out there. Hey, yo, you on what? Raytown Road and 350? You know they be clocking there too. Chill out. Hey, you on I-70 from Blue Springs getting into the downtown loop? Or you in KCK, wherever you are? We love and appreciate you for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to start in the Facebook comments because you know who we got in there, B?
Who?
Toy Nicole. Shout out to Toy for getting a nice little laugh in with us yesterday on that interesting conversation. So, yeah, I hope you don't have to pull over today. But buckle up. You might have to.
Stacey Davis. Doritos.
Don't do that. You can't do that as a man. Now, that's what they said in the comments. Carver Harris, SK Cuts Off Grand. Big love to Lawrence Williams. One of our cousins said they love that intro with Rob Lowe, the star.
Hey,
shout out to Rob Lowe doing big things around the town. Now the text line, you know that thing thumping too. Carmenard, hey, cousin, said good morning to the cousin. Stay blessed and stay cool.
Amen.
Heavy on the cool. Shout out to wonderful wife, Rika, for always being by my side the last 14 years. I love you to the moon and back. That was sent over from Quita. Happy birthday to Davey Mansaw Sr. Your wife said, hey. Sent a shout out also to Mrs.
Know what that
Cookie.
Mean.
Gina Pooh, keep doing what y'all do. Make it happen from Key Lolo. Anastasia Jackson, big love to you. Shout out to all the healthcare workers. We appreciate everything that you do. Make sure you all stay safe out there as well. Anthony Drone, what's up? Stacey Davis, Rich Harris, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, the Facebook side, the Twitch side, MySpace side, everything.
East side, west side, north side, south side.
Look, he makes sure we're covered front to toe, head to back, side to side. So we appreciate you on that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It is a high of 94. Currently, it is 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Rapper Lil C's has strong words for anyone calling Notorious B.I.G.'s lyrics suspect.
Because for you to think of these lyrics and go, oh, that's sus, and like, what? And I know they talk about the line, he's like, you look so good, huh, with your daddy. First of all, it's a Richard Pryor joke. And if you don't understand the metaphor of what he said, then you just a corny dude.
That's sus, too. It don't matter. I don't care if Richard Pryor said it or not.
And if we being honest, Uncle had some very interesting
allegations.
Jokes. I was just going to say jokes. He's made a lot of, you know, interesting jokes back in the day as well.
Hey,
do your research.
I don't care who said it. It's us. Okay, you like come.
Sometimes the context just don't matter when the words are right there in front of you.
It's a line that people need to stop crossing. Okay, like you cross the line with that one.
Did you whenever that song dropped? Did you sing those? Lyrics?
I was 9 years old.
You
nine,
never listened
eight,
to
nine,
it after.
10 years old.
You was listening to more inappropriate stuff at that time. So that's why I'm asking. You listen to Snoop Dogg, so, Doggy Style,
well,
like all type of stuff.
This wasn't the East Coast City when it came to that. This was definitely death row. Like,
so you wouldn't sing the lyrics is the point.
Nah, I knew the Biggie songs from the radio. Like we wasn't finna go buy Ray to Die.
Right.
If you did, you was finna gangbang some in Kansas City. Because
that wasn't the vibe.
The people who was born from like 71 to like 78 in Kansas City, they worshiped Tupac. Like, and it was ridiculous in the 90s here with that.
Yeah. Well, switching over into more controversial lyrics, singer Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone, as you might remember. Well, she gives her two cents on Young Miami's Spin That.
I get the argument that, well, girl, ain't nobody really finna be out here boosting. That's you with your grown ass, who shouldn't be bopping around to that ignorant shit anyway. But to the young, impressionable young women,
India Irie also spoke on Twitter acknowledging the negative message as well when it came to the scammers and, you know, the whole thing. You know, my thing is what I always like to say, B, two things can be true.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get it, too.
I personally don't care for it.
It's a jam.
I just, you know what? let me throw this out there. I feel like people only have a problem when women say certain things. We cool with all of the other stuff. When the guys be, you know, da 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 da, because it sound cool.
You saying men have made scamming songs before? And
I think I wasn't even going to say scamming. I just feel like it's a choice. Nikki probably still plays R. Kelly.
Oh,
happily.
God. Okay. I'm
but you're mad at Young Miami asking where the boost is at. She just won a two-piece set for half off. Don't be out here scamming though.
Oh God.
At the same time, two things can be true. You should not be doing these things.
Oh boy. Says she got R. Kelly in her playlist.
I'm just saying. Where's the line?
Is it rubbing on your booty? What song is it?
Yikes.
12 plays.
I wasn't finna go
okay,
there.
My
Cover
bad.
Your kids' ears, please.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I may help you. Okay? You better say it right if you're born and raised in this city. And I'ma test you on it. But man, look, the Gates, they have been in the town now 80 years celebrating wow. that. And we got the family in the building. We got Arzelia and Bianca Gates in the building. How you ladies feeling?
We're doing good. Fantastic, how about you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Excited to have you.
We yeah. are excited.
Glad to be here.
So whenever anybody, superstar, I got a picture of Magic Johnson eating Gates wow. in my phone right
that's
now.
That's right. That's right.
Presidents, entertainers, everybody, when they come here, they gots to come to Gates. And if you don't, you're not coming to Kansas City. Like, what do you like? What does that mean to you all and your family and your lineage? And now celebrating 80 years of this.
Wow, we've had so many people that have come. You know, we started in 1946, mm-hmm. and we are people have heard about us. If they haven't tasted, they have at least heard about it. So as they hear about it, and then people bring them in. The entertainers know about us mm-hmm. almost automatically, which is really beautiful. Heartfelt for us because that our name has been out there for such a long time. But we basically fed entertainers in 46, and so that we would think that that generation and that mindset would just continue to flow. But we have had Anita Baker, we've had the wow. Jacksons, we've had
just recently we had Young Jock.
Yeah. Y'all love that. Yeah.
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 I know even Erica Woods was here recently, and she's an actress, and she talked about stopping by.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Janelle
right.
Monáe.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Lots of history over at Gates and the Gates family. So super excited to have you all on the show.
We got the Gates family in the building. It's look, man, Gates sauce all over the building, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all in my DNA, that's for sure. But
heavy seasoning for me.
on the fries.
Yeah, on
the
fries.
And Ooh. Crispy, please.
Yes,
and
crispy. Crispy. Yes, I'm with you when you're right.
So I want to, I know you want to discuss the tradition and the High May I Help
yeah.
You and where that kind of started from.
Thank you for segueing that. I'm curious, when was High May I Help You incorporated in Gates?
It's been several years, probably in the 70s. And it's because we started on 1946 on 19th and Vine. Mm-hmm. From there, we moved. My dad opened up his first restaurant, 70-71. At that time, we had people behind the counter. We had our blogmen, and they were so entertaining. They would say things like, and this is on 31st in Indiana. They mm-hmm. would say, like, baptize, that's heavy on the sauce, baptize mm-hmm. the chicken. Or they would come up with some kind of saying that mm-hmm. they would use to make their meat personality mm-hmm. plus. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So Mr. Gates was like, no, I think we're going to have to do something else. Just, hi, may I help you? We don't need the other conversation.
Right.
So we just greet the people. We'll look them in the eye mm-hmm. and say, hi, may I help you? Make everybody feel like they're welcome. They're a mm-hmm. part of it. And we want to help them specifically. So that was installed, I guess, in the 70s, right, as the strutting man. We went from the broken board and the wagon wheels mm-hmm. to the strutting man and the tuxedo and the top hat. So you can have beer and champagne and yeah. still enjoy your barbecue at the same time.
I love that.
So that's what that means? That's what the strutting man comes
he
from?
Yeah, he represents class. He represents style. He represents everybody is welcome to Gates Barbecue. You can eat it with beer, champagne, mm-hmm. whatever you want.
I never knew that.
I'm going there with some I need some champagne next time. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Can I tell y'all what I thought the strutting man was?
Please.
I just thought it was a Gates family member. That's all I thought. I thought it was possibly Mr. Ollie Gates. Just some sort of caricature of him.
Yeah.
That's because he's light-skinned.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's international.
That's what I took from that too. Like yeah. everybody is welcome
that's right.
at they Gates, but he's still right. he's still black though.
Yeah. 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 Yes, we are.
He still got that melanin.
I can tell by the nose yeah. on here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if yes, they saw our Facebook picture, we just posted on us in the strutting man, yeah.
You know,
heavy on the melanin.
One thing I want to point out before we go to break, because we got one more break with y'all. Mm-hmm. But we was talking about palates and people's taste changing or whatever. I got a beef with Texas palates because somebody who I knew from like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I had them try Gates and they just were not impressed because of the sauce. But it's like, because you mentioned the baptizing. And we like that, though, in Kansas City. So that's where my beef from Texas people come from. Have you all got any crazy comments from people out of town from Texas talking about the sauce or our style of barbecue?
You know, barbecue is regional. Food is really regional. Mm-hmm. And you get outside of Missouri, outside the Midwest, people start doing a lot of stuff with barbecue sauce. You know? So you never want to argue with people about what they like. That's what they like. Mm-hmm. But this is what we do. We think we do it well.
Oh, we do.
We think we've been doing it for 80 years and it's good like this.
Hello.
You know?
It's funny. I work for them.
Look. It's funny when people from Dallas come and they try the barbecue and they feel like they're, and I always think Dallas would be great for barbecue, but they don't particularly. Maybe I shouldn't say. But
yes, you should. Come on.
They prefer ours. And they have said that. It's good. I like it. And like Bianca said, it is regional. You get vinegary taste. Yeah. And you get
I wasn't impressed
spicy.
With Dallas when I went.
Yeah, Texas bow down.
It wasn't.
We the kings of this.
Yeah. I think so. People making white barbecue sauces. What's that?
Oh, no. Keep that away from
you
me.
You know what I mean?
Got the Gates family in the building, Arzelia and Bianca Gates, to be exact. Shout out to Colin, man. What's up, dog? You know, Colin be out in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all have a good time.
That's my dog. But we're talking about Gates and they're celebrating 80 years this year, 1946, a Kansas City tradition. So blessed to have y'all on the show. What are some of y'all favorite things to get on the menu?
Well, my personal favorite would be the Nooner, since that was my sandwich.
And
it's really good when you're trying to watch what you're eating. And that's what made me put that thing together, because I was eating turkey, the burn-in turkey, and it's all protein. And that way you can enjoy your barbecue and lose weight at the same time.
Also, I need to go in and get the Nooner, is what you're telling
you
me.
And
my champagne that we were talking
about. Right.
And my bubbly.
Bianca, what you like?
You know, I like the sausage. Okay. I am a big fan of that. And then the Bernie fries that we got going right now, that burn-in on the fries
are fire.
Delicious. You know, when you don't want a whole lot.
Why you saying it like that, B? You reminiscing. You reminiscing over there.
He's got the Bernie Mac, too.
You know,
Thank look extra that. Hot on that, I'm good. Yeah. Crispy fries, please.
You don't understand, D. Like, when you grow up, Village Green right there, right next to the old gates was on the east side of Paseo. Mm-hmm. So the wood, every single day in the spring and summer, I would be outside riding bikes or playing football or something, and that smoke would just be right
smack
there,
you in the face.
8, 9, 10 in the morning, for real. And it's something that I have to have. That like Colin's name on Instagram is like pit smoke cologne or something.
It gets in you.
I need that.
Yeah, you celebrating 80 years tomorrow. The festivities kick off. We'll be there. We'll be posted up. But is it open to the public? Can more of our cousins participate and celebrate with you all?
It's a secret on the radio. Don't tell us.
Okay, we won't tell nobody.
We just told 200,000 people about this little secret party that's going on. I always want to ask y'all this, because the KCK Gates always had the wings over there, but that's now at the Main Street one. Mm-hmm. The 12th Street one always got the chili cheese fries. Was there anything specific that y'all was like, okay, well, this one, we just going to do something here, and then this Gates, we just going to do something here? Like, what was the thought behind that? Or was that just inspired by just each individual location?
Well, no. Actually, each item that is at the locations is a draw for that area.
Okay.
A lot of people over in Kansas like the chicken wings.
Get them chicken wings.
They like the chicken wings. So we needed to build business over there. So we put the chicken wings in a specific space. And then we built that way. So now they're at 103rd and on Main Street. I mean, 103rd and...
Yeah, they have Main Street.
That's right. Right there off the streetcar. Right. You can hop on and hop off, get that wing pack. Right.
Get your wing pack.
And I love it, too, because it's always fresh. It'd be so fresh and so hot, Myron got to blow on it just to cool it off. To make sure it don't burn his tongue.
some of that gay stew.
You keep my name out your mouth.
Okay, Will Smith. You got it.
Oh, man. Look. Arzealia and Bianca, thank y'all so much for taking the time to brand our two iconic brands together. It don't get no more Kansas City than this. And, you know, I just got heart eyes right now whenever we talking about the town, especially Gates, celebrating 80 years. Thank you so much for what you provide to this culture in this city for 80 years in Kansas City. Many big blessings to you all for 80 more years in the town. Thank
you. We're just grateful. Thank you so much. Sure.
Thank you so much.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:23 on your time. It is a high of 93. Currently, it is 77 in the River Market. Tyler Perry is back at it again with another sequel of Why Did I Get Married? And this time it is called Again. It's coming to Netflix on September 9th. You and I have talked about this because I know you said you've never seen this. So if anybody is like Brian, you haven't seen it. The original Why Did I Get Married also included Janet Jackson. So I am torn that she's not going to be on this one. But it features four couples who have been friends since college and navigating their marriage, life, kids, and all the things that happen in this crazy world. Mm. Michael J. White, of course, is on there. You know, Tasha Smith, you know, you heard her say Marcus. You know, you know. Taraji P. Henson is actually added into this one. And, of course, Jill Scott will be returning for her role. And, of course, Tyler Perry is in it as well. But it's a great movie sequel. If we can have 20 Fast and Furiouses, Tyler Perry can make 50 Why Did I Get Married.
You sure?
And this is only the third one.
Why we need 50 of that and 20 of that?
I think it's a great show. I mean, a great movie. It's very interesting. And I'm just so torn about Janet Jackson. When I tell you she played her role so good in that second one, she ate that down.
My divorce.
How about that?
But make sure you add that to your upcoming list of movies on September 9th. Also, on Netflix, if you haven't seen Nemesis, please take some time and watch it. I watched it within 2 business days. It was just that good.
That's too long.
No, it was good.
That's 2 business
it's
days?
It's like an hour.
Nah, I'm good.
I would have to put like a full 8-hour shift. So I broke it up. I did 4 on one day, 4 on the next. You ain't doing nothing.
Nah, I ain't doing. I got too much other
Madden,
stuff to do.
But you can't sit and watch your TV.
I played one game of Madden a day, and I can sit here and play
you the
Madden.
Other day and you was playing Madden.
Yeah, one game. I can't play one game. Dang, I can't relax.
I can't watch one show.
All this other stuff, I put up 5 reels a day.
Ow!
And I can't play one game of Madden, dog.
I dig it strict out here.
Look at it.
Yeah, baby. That's the morning gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be back.
That's what it's like being with Deanna, y'all.
We'll be back celebrating cancer season. Birthdays are upon us. And then also, that's my jam. Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest.
It's almost
you want
Leo
tickets?
Season.
Let's let the cancers live, please.
I love y'all cancers.
Relax. You're Leo.
We taking it over, though.
Well, y'all, you Leo and you stimming, man.
Sorry.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those affectionate, tenacious, and loyal cancers.
Oh my God.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor best known for her role on How to Get Away with Murder. Happy birthday to Amira Van. Sending birthday love to rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor Vince Staples. A happy birthday to singer, songwriter, straight out of Nigeria. Happy birthday to Burna Boy. A major happy heavenly birthday to lawyer and former Supreme Court Justice. Might I add, the first African-American justice, by the way. A happy heavenly birthday to Thurgood Marshall. And last but not least, a happy birthday to one of my favorite people, because her energy is just that contagious. A happy birthday to rapper, singer, and songwriter who's made hits with Jay White. Happy birthday to Sweetie.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Gail Fisher, Tony Lee, and Amanda Cree. Happy birthday, Craig Jones, Janisha Rucker, and Michael Moore. Happy birthday, Blue Ivy Marie, Ray Ray, and Danielle Oliver. Sending birthday love to Crystal Speaks, Crystal King, and everybody else born on July 2nd. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Porsche. Good morning.
Hey, Porsche. What you doing?
I'm a chef, so I just got done picking up my order, and I'm headed back to the job.
Oh, okay. I know you. Oh, yeah. What you be chefing up?
I'm chef of everything.
Mm.
I don't put no limit on me.
Okay. Don't put no limit on her. Okay, okay.
It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
Black ice.
Yep. Black staple. All right, cousin, we got two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest that is on the line, but you got to finish these lyrics with passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, my heart is beating for you. I can't stop crying. I don't know how I allow you to treat me this way, and still I stay.
See, my days are cool without you, mm-hmm. but I'm hurting while I'm with you. My heart can't take no more. I keep on running back to you.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
You got to get up notes in there. You been in somebody's choir?
I got a tea this morning. Okay,
but
a little song.
Yeah.
She be singing when she be cooking.
Riley. All right, cousin, you are getting those two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest. Who your plus one gonna be?
Probably my sister or my mama.
Family affair. Love that.
Always.
All right, please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin?
High 103 with Hustle and Shine every day, all day.